Okay. All right. Thanks. Okay, we're done.
All right. Well, we've had some technical difficulty, and I do apologize. It's Intuitive Soul Radio, and it is Valentine's Day, and we have our first guest this evening, which is Bobby O'Neill. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm great, now that it's actually up and running.
Isn't that funny how Cupid can shoot its little arrows and throw things off track sometimes?
Yes, you're very gracious.
Well, I'm so happy to be with you here on Valentine's Day.
You know, and the reason we invited you is because you have an incredible game called Synchro Hearts.
And it's a love game for Valentine.
It is, and it's a great game for couples. Now, I do have a co-host here this evening, and it's Scott Thomas.
Hello, everyone.
So we have three people here, and we're going to talk about the game. We're actually going to play the game, too. And it's kind of fun. I also sent around a survey, and we got quite a few responses back. So we're gonna add them in, and we're going to talk about how you sort of started the journey, and we're going to do it all while we're playing the game.
Fantastic.
I thought it would be a fun way of doing it.
I think it's a great way of sharing our love together on Valentine's.
There you go. So, well, why don't you start talking about, you know, how you kind of got involved with this, because I know it's a special journey just on its own.
It really is an amazing journey, an opening of the heart, Lori. It was during meditation back in 2001 that the inspiration for Synchro Hearts came to me. It was about a month and a half after 9/11, and I don't know what significance that was. It's just perhaps that maybe the world needed more love. But that inspiration or meditation that led to the development and creation of Synchro Hearts was so powerful, I just had to follow it.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. Now, you also, I mean, talk about what you did, because your profession, you know, is rather unique in that what you've created and what you do as a profession.
Well, I feel that the angels have a good sense of humor.
I think so.
Because they picked me to bring Synchro Hearts to life, because, yes, my professional background is in forestry, in a community forest operation. So when this inspiration came to create a love game, it seemed a little bit out of my league to do something along this line.
Yeah. Well, it's just an interesting way to start something that is so, I mean, really, it's very beautiful.
It really is amazing. And for me, it was just a matter of having trust and faith. And once I started to develop the game, once I accepted it, Lori, everything fell into place, and it was like the universe was waiting for me to take those steps to create the game. Everything lined up. The amazing people that came along to support it and be involved in the creation of the game was just, it really felt like a focus of love, and the intention of love behind it was so strong.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to start the game. Oh, and there is something you have to do when you start the game, which is?
You have to start with a hug and kiss.
There you go. So
okay,
we're going to do
here
that.
Here we go.
It's a good thing it's radio.
Isn't it? So we did that. And, you know, one of the things that I like about this game is that it's really not a competitive game. It's really about couples.
Yeah, the whole objective of this game, Lori and Scott, is that our lifestyles are so busy. The intent of the game is to allow you to spend more quality time together and share your love. And that's why it's not competitive, not intimidating, and just simply focused on love and each other.
Well, I just rolled the die, and I got 5, which woohoo! It's hot stuff.
All right. That's a good start.
It is a good start. And I'm debating whether we start with the survey or whether we pick a whole new question.
Well, ask the question, and I'll pull out the survey answers.
And the survey says.
Okay. So what is your favorite part of sex? A, kissing. B, hugging. C, touching. D, intercourse. E, other. And F, all of the above. And more.
And I think that last answer is our most common here. 70% of people that responded said F. So hopefully they're all on the right track. 15% said C, which
is
touching.
Hmm.
And 15% said intercourse, D. And nothing for A, B, and E.
So there you go.
And the objective of that silly little question is to make us realize that sex is much more than just that that physical part of it. It involves all aspects of touching and being intimate with one another.
Yes, I think the next interview we talk about the Bill Clinton thought of what sex is.
yeah.
And yes, it
something
is nice.
To look forward to.
It is nice to know that we don't get stuck on just one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm up.
You are up. Your choice. That's a four. What are you doing?
I know, moving ahead.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so I've got a for fun card. And it says, you and your partner can decide on a secret code word for sex. Then use this code word to create a little excitement in your relationship. Try this code word in conversations, phone messages, emails, or written notes. Every time you want to share some intimate time together, use this word.
Okay.
So
we'll come up with it. I don't know. Sex works.
It's just hard when you're in a social group to use that code word.
Oh, so I don't know.
You could take a word like apple, for example.
Oh, apple would be a great word.
And yes. You just use it in conversation, and only you know what it's about.
Yeah. That's the fun part of it. And have you have your own
a good apple on Valentine's Day.
If you're a good girl, it might be a candied apple.
Oh, there you go.
So as you're playing, you can see the objective of this game is lots of humor, lots of lightness, lots of laughter, and that's the secret to it is that it's very light and warm and brings out something playful in us as we roll the die.
And, you know, I think it also allows the couple to be playful as well as, really learn to communicate, really learn to talk more. And so I got a couple questions. The majority of negative behavior is related to fear. When we are afraid of things like change or loss of control, it can trigger negative behavior like anger or stubbornness. If we can identify these fears, then we will understand the reasons for negative behavior. Does your partner have any fears? No, I don't think so.
Thank you.
I'll get back to you on that.
It's an intimate game. It's just the two of you.
On air, you know.
Exactly. Well, at least you didn't say there was a fear of apples.
No fear of apples.
And you're right how you mentioned it earlier in that what the game does is it promotes more intimate communication. And so you're joking, you're having fun together, and those little things in our relationship come up to the surface to allow us, every time we communicate an intimate detail about ourselves, we get closer together and thus synchronizing our hearts.
And which is why you came up with the name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is great.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Scott.
Okay, I've got a insights card.
And I have to say, Bobby, your insights are amazing.
Well, I'm very grateful for the insights because they are the magic behind the game, Lori. They all came from meditation. And the whole objective of the game is, while we're playing and laughing, there's messages of love come up that we all need to learn. And every time I would write and read one, it touched me inside. It made me realize how important it is to learn about love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bobby, I was actually going to ask that question. Are all of the wisdom that's in this game come through your meditation, or did you seek out people that were kind of experts on relationships or sensuality or sexuality, such as Lori's guests that are going to be after the show, to get information to make to put the game together?
That's a great question, Scott. Everything was through meditation, and I think the objective of it is I felt that it had to come from the heart, and it flowed through me is what it really felt like. But I've had marriage counselors and sex therapists play the game with and review it, and they say, wow, this is good stuff. Did you get outside assistance? And I was really clear saying I didn't. I did test it on people, but I felt that from my heart, this information that I was putting into the game was meant to be there, and that's where I really had to trust and let go. I did test it with my wife, and believe me, we had lots of apples while playing the game.
Well, I think that makes the story just that much more incredible for you to kind of follow that and not have the ego coming in and saying, no, this is crazy. Why are you, you know, you're an expert in forestry. Why am I changing horses in the middle of my career?
Yeah, and amazing the way you shared that, because it really was letting go of the ego and trusting. I know at one point I had to fly across the country. I was actually coming into Toronto, and that's when I was working on the beginning parts of the game, and I had three seats to myself. It was a night flight. I meditated, and then I was working on writing, and it was almost felt like automatic writing. And I, for the next 3.5 hours, I just wrote like crazy, like it was flowing through. And I know the flight attendant, she came up and she asked me, what are you doing? And I said, I'm working on a love game. And she looked at some of my scribbled notes. She says, I want one when we land. But it was really letting go and letting it flow. And I think that's the beauty of the game. It's so, it's simple, but it's also a deep, you know, deep messages of love. So it, I think everyone can relate to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll read the insight card here. It says, jealousy is one of those emotions that can really test our love. The mix of feelings can include anger, resentment, depression, and desperation. However, when we are jealous, it also means we care. To help get over the negative feelings, we need to love and trust our partner and strengthen our own self-confidence.
Isn't it so true with jealousy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know any time I felt jealous in my relationship, it was usually because I wasn't, I didn't have enough self-confidence myself. And it really, it makes me realize now, when I do feel those feelings, it's something I have to work on myself and my self-love, but then also honor my wife and saying, you know, it's great that you look so beautiful tonight.
Aww.
Right.
Yeah. So, hat stuff.
Uh-oh. Laura, you're getting lucky tonight.
Oh, did I say that? I always get lots of apples. Okay. Some of us like to make love with the lights on, while others prefer to have the lights off. What is your preference for making love?
Survey says 60% approximately preferred on, 20% off, and 20% both.
Wow.
Sitting on the fence.
Yeah.
Okay, where's the die? So I'm going to roll. Okay, so it says kiss times 20.
So, Bobby, so you talk about what the benefits of kissing are, and we're gonna do that.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Here we are live on Intuitive Soul. The benefits of kissing. This is an amazing part of this game, is that there are so many just little intimate exercises as you play along, hugging, kissing, and massaging, so that while you're talking and laughing, you're also physically interacting with those little things that build incredible intimacy. Some men, particularly us guys, we want to jump forward to the home plate. But we got to realize that to build love and to build sexual desire, we need to be focused on the intimate things like sensual kissing and little hugging and, of course, wonderful massages.
Yeah, that was really nice.
You two were quite quiet. That's very good.
But it was, yeah. Okay, I got it for fun. A romantic dinner at home is a great way to enjoy some intimate time together. Pick your favorite food, break out the candles, send the kids away, and work up an appetite together. Roll the die, and the highest number cooks and the lowest number cleans up. However, if you roll a 6, then you get to cook and clean. Okay, no 6, please.
Okay, 2.
Okay, 2 is lowest number cleans up.
Okay.
So I hope I get bigger than a 2. Oh, I did. I got a 3.
Fantastic, Lori. Congratulations.
You cook, I'll do the dishes.
Apparently.
Okay, so my turn. I'm rolling. And I've got a couple card. Okay. Although it is important to spend lots of time with our partner, it's also very important to have some independence in our relationships. Do you and your partner give each other enough space in your relationship? If your partner gets up and leaves the room right now, you may already have your answer.
And isn't that an important part of all relationships to, although grow together, we also have to grow as individuals? And sometimes we need our own space to do that. And I find in my own relationship, Nancy and I, we have a wonderful time where we can spend time apart. And then when we get time together, it's all that more loving and passionate and exciting.
Mm, yeah, it's true.
Well, you can get smothered if you're always together, doing everything together all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't have your own independence to do your own thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, has someone got up and left the room?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
Okay, insight.
Oh. See, this is I wanted this one. The reason Synchro Hearts is not a competitive game is because you're both on the same team. Your relationship improves when you both support one another. So enjoy this game and play it so that you are both winners. Perhaps the one who gets the most massages could be considered the lucky winner.
Huh. And it's a nice little reminder, isn't it, about how a playful little game like this is all about sharing time and being working together as opposed to being competitive or seeing who's got the highest score.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, I've landed on insights again. So instead of thinking that we are human beings having a spiritual experience, we should think of ourselves as spiritual beings having a human experience. Our relationships would then mean that we are spiritual partners learning about love through our human experiences.
See, that's a really deep and powerful insight.
It really is, and it's so important for us to realize that when we seem to be struggling sometimes in our relationships, we have to keep that at the forefront of our mind that it's okay to struggle. You know, it is okay to get those negative feelings and to kind of maybe even getting some doubt sometime, because that's the experience that we need to have to get ourselves closer in our relationship. Sometimes those little hiccups are just a reminder about, oh, how important is my relationship? I need to work on that.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, I think I got a couple one. There we go. If you were to make your partner's... Oh, this is another dinner one. What's with food? If you were to make your partner's favorite dinner, what would be on the menu? And no, for this question, you are not part of the dessert menu. You'll find that in the hot stuff category. I think... Salmon.
Oh, salmon, yeah.
Broccoli.
Yeah, like our vegetables.
Uh-huh. And apples for dessert.
All right. I was going to say a baked apple pie. Okay. You know, it's so wonderful. As you're playing, I'm listening to you two interact, and that's exactly what you want the game to be doing, is lots of laughter. And I'm so grateful and also so blown away by the reaction we get of couples playing it, because they all tell us the same thing. It almost seems like the right cards come up for the relationship, and it also is, it really encourages kind of growth within the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've got a hot stuff question. What are the three things that your partner displays when they're in the mood for sex? And are they displaying any of these signs right now?
So, survey says, and this one we had a lot of obviously different types of answers.
Yeah.
There were breathy kisses, sensual hugs. Energy seemed to be one that came up a lot, so you could feel the energy. You know, I got one that said, well, if you are breathing, your eyes are open, and you have a smile.
Wow.
Apparently, that's a sign.
Wow.
Yeah, we won't go into who that is.
Walking around in the mood all the time.
Well, apparently I am. I don't know.
Oh, that's so fun.
And then we also have playfulness and touch and subtle innuendos. Undressing was sweet. You know, then there's the kissing and the, there's a, you know, an energy thing that can happen and a, the way the energy moves within somebody. So I think there's a lot of different ways that people know, but I think, I guess, you know, it's a good question because I don't think a lot of people think about, you know, what are the signs?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it does is it encourages us to talk together about it and then to have so much fun with it afterwards. Because you can imagine if you said walking around smiling with your eyes wide open and maybe giving a little wink or a funny look, you're going to see that all next week.
Okay. Oh, is it my turn?
I think so.
Oh, cool. Oh, I only got a one and it's a hot spot. Hot stuff. And where's the last question? Here? Ah, so. Mm-mm. Okay. What do you think is the oldest age that you will be when you are still sexually active? If you and your partner have very different answers, then set your goal on the highest number. Remember, regular practice will make it easier to reach that goal. And survey says,
we've got a whole bunch of answers here. Until I can no longer move. 80, 137. Oh, do we have to stop?
Ascension.
Oh, ascension.
Ascension and plus.
That's cool.
And forever with a happy face.
Can I share a little story with you?
Yes, please.
Just last week, I had an amazing review or testimonial come in on the game from a couple who had been married for, they are married. It's their 44th year of marriage. They're well into their 80s, but they didn't say.
Aww.
And they said, it was so touching, they said, this game has brought the playfulness and spark back in. We had almost given up on our love life, and we realized we have so much more to share, and we look forward to, you know, like a long love life ahead of us. It was amazing to hear that from a couple who maybe got a little complacent or stagnant, because that's so easy to happen. And a little silly game just brought out that playfulness and that spark. I was so touched by that.
But you know, Bobby, it's not a silly game.
Yeah.
It's not a silly game at all.
Mm.
It's a game that, you know, I think it could save marriages if they... You know, if that was a priority in their life.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you for clarifying that, because when I say silly, I mean in a playful nature.
Yeah.
In a fun way.
Yeah, in a fun way, because that's the secret behind Synchro Hearts is that it is so playful. It's not serious. It's not too deep. It just gets the laughter and the communication going, and that is the secret behind it.
Mm-hmm. Although your insights are very deep.
Ah, thank you. And I am blessed to have those in the game because I need those reminders. We all need those reminders, and the game helps us to keep that, you know, in our forefront.
I think a card just got thrown away.
Okay. I've landed on for fun. Laughter is the best medicine for healing emotional pain and for helping to restore love in a strained relationship. Your job during the next 7 days is to see how many times you can make your partner laugh. If you have to, you can wear just your underwear at the dinner table. But don't worry, they'll be laughing with you, not at you.
My wife was going through some stressful times there through work. And we had picked that card, and it was just the next morning. We had played the night before, and I decided to wear my Bart Simpson, I can admit it on air, I don't care. I have Bart Simpson underwear, and I wore those to the table, and all the stress she was feeling just melted away. And I know she was laughing at me and not with me.
Well, that's... Very cute, Bobby. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome.
So I landed on an insight. Making love should be a spiritual experience between you and your partner rather than a physical sensation. Does your lovemaking feel more like a spiritual experience rather than just a physical activity? True love and intimacy are the keys to help transform your lovemaking to a more exciting and spiritual experience. Mm. See, these are very deep.
And I know your next guests are going to just be able to take that subject and just educate all your listeners so well, because I think that, you know, that aspect of sex is so important. And unfortunately, you look at the growth in pornography and, you know, how almost addictive it's become to the physical side of sex. We really need to look closely at what the importance of sex is and get back to that spiritual connection, because that is the climax for all of us. That is the secret, the intimacy for all of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I landed on a massage.
Ooh. Hmm. I think you have to roll the die to say how
to see how many times. 20. Okay. A 3. Does that mean I get a massage, or I'm giving the massage?
You get a massage. So when you land on massage, that is your ticket, baby, to a great little massage from your partner. it's 20 seconds times whatever you roll the dice. So the game, it only takes less than an hour to play, and that's important for our busy lifestyles. But those little massages and kisses and hugs just make it feel like the game is just, you know, it makes it so fun when you get that. And I love getting the massages.
Yeah, I don't know, somehow it got switched over and now I'm getting it. But, I can appreciate that.
I know when Nancy and I play, usually if one person gets a massage, it has to be returned.
Okay, so trying new things together, I'm on a for fun, can be exciting and a lot of fun. In case you are wondering, the hot stuff category has the new bedroom activities. Meanwhile, during the next 30 days, make the commitment to try a new activity together. Let your spirit and inner child lead the way. Skydiving, anyone? maybe not skydiving. But I'm sure we can come up with something. Right, that's not hot stuff.
Right.
Right.
And isn't that, when you think of in relationships, how important it is to keep the relationship exciting and doing different things together? Because sometimes it's so easy to become habitual and patterned. And perhaps a card like that really makes you think, hey, let's try something different together.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just landed on hot stuff. I'm lost the questions.
Oh, we've done the questions. We're into a new one. No, we're done them. We're not done them? We didn't do that one?
No.
Okay, then let's do it.
Okay, what is your favorite time of day for sex? Morning, A, B, daytime, C, nighttime, or D, all the time?
Well, survey says D, all the time, was the definite winner at 67%.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And A was 17% and B was 17%. So what was C at night? That's funny.
At night.
Wow.
Nobody said
at night.
That breaks tradition.
That breaks tradition, absolutely.
It really does, doesn't it?
Wow. Okay, that's me.
You're up.
I'm up. I got a hot stuff too. And I'm going to go for a new question. What? Yeah. Okay. Oh, I like this one. Our lives seem to be getting busier with more demands on our time. And unfortunately, our sex life can suffer. Making love should be a priority in our lives. Roll the die, and the number you get is the minimum number of times that you and your partner get to make whoopee, or apple, over the next 7 days. And I like your last statement. Too bad there wasn't two dice.
That's putting a lot of pressure on you, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Oh! And I got 6.
Guess what?
How did you not get that when it came to the dinner, but you get it on the hot stuff?
Exactly. We set priorities.
Well, there's a bushel full of apples coming up.
So We are actually running out of time, but what a great, great game to play. And I really recommend it because it really, really is a lot of fun. So, Bobby, we're going to end with one last hot stuff, but I want you to tell people how they can get the game, how they can get a hold of you.
Thank you so much for having me as a guest. I just thoroughly enjoyed my time with both you and Scott, Laurie. It's been amazing. You can reach us at synchrohearts.com, and that's spelled SYNCRO hearts.com, or you can just Google relationship games, and Synchrohearts comes right up near the top. And love to hear from you. We ship all over the place, and lots of stores carry it too. And I also like to add, we donate partial proceeds to the Zajac Ranch for Kids. It's a ranch for kids with special needs. It's all about love, and that's what this game is all about. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. And the last hot stuff card we're going to leave you with, and that's because it kind of leads us into the next interview. There are different practices of yoga that can help improve our sexual energy and pleasure response from sex. Have you and your partner ever explored these ancient practices? So that leads us in to the next interview, which is with Al Link and Paula Copeland, and it's all about Tantra. So, Bobby, it was amazing.
Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's to everyone.
That's it. And we'll talk to you soon again.
Talk to you very soon. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Night-night.